Hello and welcome to Shili Showcase. I am your hostess with the Moses, the shaman of Shili, the hardest working woman in podcasting, Miss Katie Kinsbay Bay. And as you can see, I am solo dolo once again. Call me Jason Derulo. This is Solo's Katie 4. That's not actually going to be the title, I don't think. But this is, I believe, Solo's Katie 4. I'm dubbing it A New Hope, sticking with the Star Wars theme from last week. Savannah has a bunch of finals. She's a college kid, and I get it. So she's a little busy, plus she's got some family stuff happening too. Obviously, she should be back next week. If not, y'all will see her soon. Do not fret. But you're just stuck with me. I'm sorry. But, like, you know, it's okay. We just get this one-on-one time. Is everybody drinking water? I'm not. I'm drinking caffeine. But everyone should drink water. You know, it's good for your mental health. It's Mental Health Awareness Month. And in case you guys did not know that, now you know. You're welcome. It's important. Mental health is very important. We obviously care about it very much over here. As you can see on the screen, you know, you can see it on the screen if you're watching live. twitch.tv/showcase, typically Thursdays 6 p.m. Eastern-ish, or the video version after the fact, youtube.com/shelite showcase. I'm really struggling saying that recently, and that's not okay. But obviously we have the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline and the Crisis Text Line. I'm thinking of posting somebody, I don't remember who it was, I believe it was on my Twitter, had a list of a bunch of different crisis and help text lines. So if I can find that again, I will post it on my Twitter, which you can find there, KatieRossin13. Obviously, I would plug that again at the end. But if you want to support, show your support for Mental Health Awareness Month, there is new merch up on the shop. It's in the link tree in my bio. It says, you know, mental health over physical health. That's something I have said numerous times on this show. So I thought, you know what? Let's make it merch and, like, make it feasible for people. Yeah, hi, Matt. I'm all by myself. You can serenade me, please. Yeah, so you can check that out there. There's a bunch of other stuff, other merch, too, if you want to check that out as well. And I'm just going to jump right into these news and rumors, because, again, it's going to be a shorter show. There's not a lot of news and rumors, not a whole lot happening this week. One thing that did happen, Bianca became the longest-reigning Raw Women's Champion and the longest-reigning champion of the modern era. TC from Young Kings actually checked that out. Apparently, that's only from 2015 to now. She has, I can't remember how many days he said, until she passes Trish. And then she gets that moniker. I don't remember. You can watch the latest episode of Young Kings Wrestling. I'm on there. And we talk about that. But let's talk about Backlash. Hell of a show. Hell of a show. It was great. I was so happy to watch it. I was, like, pleasantly surprised that I was entertained about 99% of the time. Still think the card order was wrong, but that's okay. We did see some, you know, some returns and names that we didn't necessarily expect. Savio Vega showed up, which everyone I saw as soon as they said Backlash was going to be in Puerto Rico, they were like, oh, Savio Vega's going to show up in some way, shape, or form. And boy, did he. Showed up, he's newest member of LWO. They just gathering everybody now. Bad Bunny, Savio Vega, Becky G, Carlito, Y'all remember Carlito? You know, he used to spit in your face with people who didn't want to be cool. I don't even remember it anymore. Oh my god, it's been so long. But, like, Carlito showed up looking jacked as all hell, still looking good. This was his return again. The last time he returned to WWE was in the Rumble, but there were no fans. So he didn't get that. Plus, getting that type of reaction, one of the biggest pops of the night for Carlito in Puerto Rico at Backlash. So that was cool. Hopefully we get to see more Carlito. If not, then he can go kill it on the indies, as he should, because he tweeted about it. His price just went up. As it should have. It's Carlito. And he's still good. He's still great. Utilize him, please, somebody. But that's all Backlash stuff. Some other news. Eddie Kingston just had surgery he had hernia surgery. And at the time when I wrote this that he was getting it, I didn't realize, like, he already gotten it. It was just, like, 2 days ago. He just got surgery. He posted a selfie about it, you know, giving the middle finger, being like, yeah, you're not gonna ruin this. You're not gonna take this from me. You're not gonna take wrestling from me. But he's deemed to be out, I'm trying to remember, I believe, like, 6 to 8 weeks. Nobody hold me to that. I'm actually just taking a guess. I do not remember. But I feel like it's a solid guess. I don't know. I don't know anything about hernia. That's not my forte. I don't understand that. But we wish Eddie Kingston the best. Hope he's healing well. Hopefully we see him back soon, because he just had a great match against Claudio for the Ring of Honor world title at their last pay-per-view, which, don't even ask me what that is, because I do not know. Because I did not watch it. I'm gonna be honest with y'all. I'm gonna be honest. Other good news. Xavier Woods and Kofi Kingston were inducted into the Boys and Girls Club Alumni Hall of Fame, which is just so awesome. Like, the New Day alone. Yeah, Matt, it is. To my knowledge. It is just me and you here. No, it's awesome the fact that they got inducted, because if you think about everything the New Day is, was, and will continue to be, they just, no Jesus. No one. Just me and you. But they resonate the power of positivity. So, no, Matt, literally just me and you. Alice and Will are not home. Because Allison could have been on the show, but other things happened, so she's not. So that's why I'm going solo. So, but I still have to do the show, Matt. I still kind of have to do this. And all of this I'll be telling you again tomorrow. Especially because it will just, I believe, just be me and you on SmackDown. If I saw the thread on Twitter correctly. I don't know if you're gonna have anyone else, but that's okay. And then, last little bit. Literally, there was not a lot of news and rumors at all, guys. I'm dead ass. Miro and Thunder Rosa returned to AEW randomly last night, Wednesday night, as this comes out. Oh, okay, cool. You, me, and Tim. Perfect. Yeah, but Miro kind of randomly showed up after the first match backstage. He was like, I'm going to Tony Khan's office. And then not that much long after that, Thunder Rosa came back. And she's like, oh, I'm going to go talk to Poppy Tony. I think, and as well as a lot of other people especially, you know, Tony Khan made an announcement that he's making an announcement next week on TNT. He made sure to specify that. Dynamites are usually on TBS. Rampage is on TNT, which Rampage is on Saturday this week. He made sure to, like, specify that. There's a 30-second delay. Good to know. So, he, and, like, people even tweeted him about it. He's like, didn't you mean TBS? And he's like, no, I meant TNT. Which is basically hinting at that AEW Collision show that they've been teasing, especially with CM Punk very much probably coming back. And I think with Thunder Rosa and Miro showing back up, and Tony Khan being like, oh, we have so much talent to use, then use them. And not enough, whatever the fuck he was saying in that pre-taped thing. I think this is, we're going to start to see people who are going to be on the Collision show instead of Dynamite. Because when's the last time y'all saw Miro? I'll wait. Because I don't even remember. That Fatal 4-Way for the, when it was the All-Atlantic Championship match, that might actually be the last time we saw him. And that was how long ago? Guys, come on. And Thunder Rose has been out for injuries. What's happening? Matt's just singing in the chat. He's keeping me entertained, which, thank you, Matt. I greatly appreciate it. Yeah, so that's literally all of the news and rumors I have. There's not a lot, like I said. If there's been more, I haven't been paying attention and I missed it. Sorry, I'm one person doing this. I find all the news and rumors that I can, stuff that's announced on TV. Tough at this point. But today in women's wrestling history, it is May 11th, obviously, as that's how Thursday, May 11th goes. Raw 2002, Raw from last year, we saw Rhea Ripley defeat Liv Morgan. This is right after Live for Brutality broke up, and it was a sad, sad day for me, because Live for Brutality was one of my favorite people. Groups. I got distracted by reading that. Live for Brutality was one of my favorite groups, so seeing them break up, I was a little sad. But it happens. So that happened. Alexa Bliss defeated Sonya Deville. Bianca defeated Asuka, and I believe via disqualification, if I remembered correctly. Excuse me, I didn't write it down, but that's from basically what I can remember. And then Naomi and Sasha Banks defeated Doudrop and Nikki A.S.H. There's a lot to unpack in this sentence. Naomi, now known as Trinity Fatu in Impact. Sasha Banks, now known as Mercedes Moné in New Japan. Doudrop, now known as Piper Niven. And Nikki A.S.H., now known as Nikki Cross. That's also kind of why I put that in there, just to see where we were a year ago to now. Everybody's names changed. So much has changed in that division. Two of them are gone. Like, Naomi and Sasha are gone. So it had to have been around this time last year when they walked, right? I can't remember now. I feel like it. But yeah, that was Raw last year. You know, 4 women's matches on a Monday Night Raw. Rare. But we take it. We like it. Let's see. Wrestlers of the Week. I guess I go first, since I'm the only one here. My tag team, of course, House of Black. The house always wins. You always bet on black. It was the first official house rules match against the newly dubbed Best Amigos. Chuck Taylor, Trent Barretta, who I love, and Bandito. And the rule they enforced was no witches ringside. Mind you, Julia Hart had a match legitimately right before this. So it was a little counterproductive, but I like the fact that they were like, yeah, our rule is no witches ringside. And Orange Cassidy just, like, coming in clutch with one of the most cute, like, on-point things ever. Yeah, the open house. Did I say lights out? I probably said lights out. Because it looked like a lights out match. And then he goes back to singing. Yeah, Orange Cassidy said to Renee, I'm just tired. And she's like, me too. Bitch, me too. Relatable content. I've never related so much to one sentence before. It was crazy. But yes, the open house match. The lighting was beautiful. They kind of just had like a spotlight on the ring. Darkened everything else. It looked really cool. And the match was great. I love House of Black. Sorry, I can't clear my throat today. So, that is my tag team. My women. Oh, I said house rules. I'm doing my best. There's a lot happening with that. And you singing in the chat. My women. Julia Hart being one of them. She had a no-holds-barred match against Anna J.A.S. Anna J. I'm happy that they finally, like, showcased this feud on Dynamite and not Rampage. Because that's what it needed. I love both of them. The story behind their betrayal is great. Like, they both say they joined a cult, and they both say that they're the other person's different now. And they used to be best friends. And it's fantastic. I loved the match. Trash cans were used. All of the chairs. Kendo sticks. Fucking awesome. I was so happy with the match. I loved it. And Julia got a win. So hopefully we're gonna, you know, start utilizing Julia more in singles competition while she also is, you know, the behind the scenes of House of Black. Because all of them are great, and that entire stable, faction, whatever you want to call them, are top-notch. And I'm so proud of Julia and everything she has done since, like, looking at her from when she was, you know, Cheerleader Julia with the Varsity Blondes to now, incredible. She's also improved a lot in the ring, which we love. We love to see it. And then, of course, you know, I gotta go with Rhea Ripley. Come on. Backlash. Her and Zelina tore it up, as I knew they would. The two of them have great chemistry. Zelina pulls off the smaller underdog so well. And Rhea is just this menacing, you know, tall force of beauty and aggression. And I love her. Everything about it, the gear, both of their gears, chef's kiss. Beautiful. I loved the match. I knew Rhea would win. I love the fact that Zelina got a lot of offense in there. And they kind of just showed, yeah, like, y'all have been kind of shitting on Zelina as a wrestler. And she said, no. I'm actually very good, thank you. And she is. She never really got to showcase it when she was managing Andrade back in NXT. Or when she was managing, like, everybody else during the pandemic. She was managing a lot of people during the pandemic. And now she's not even, like, the manager of LWO. She is a part of LWO. Like, that's... We love to see it. But, yeah, you know, Rhea Ripley, a menace to society. My favorite menace. I love her to pieces. Judgment Day had a hell of a week. In all aspects, they all had a singles match. Oh, yeah, and she had a match on Raw. And then Natty came out, but, like, we're gonna ignore Natty coming out. Like, and she beat Dana Brooke. I love Rhea Ripley. Well done. Love her to pieces. 10 out of 10. Highly recommend. That's my mommy right there. Can't, I love her. And then my man's. Only one. Seth freaking Rollins. He had his triple threat match against Nakamura and Damian Priest. Welcome back, Matt. Won his triple threat against Nakamura and Priest, and went on to beat Balor to advance to the finals of the World Heavyweight Championship bracket tournament, whatever the fuck they're calling this thing, where him versus a SmackDown superstar. It's probably gonna be Edge, based off that video he posted on Twitter, if I were to guess. So it's probably gonna be Seth versus Edge at Night of Champions in Saudi. We'll see what happens. I kind of want, because of that video, I kind of want Edge to win, but like also I kind of want Seth. Like it's, it's like, I think it's a picture where it's like, I just want both teams to be happy. And yes, Justin, that's exactly how I said it in my mind. I didn't actually say it, but that's exactly how I said it in my mind. My man's CM Punk coming back and creating a show for phenomenal talent like Miro and Rosa. I mean, that's very nice of him. They needed another big show anyways, because you have so many people on this talent that you're not utilizing. Utilize them, please. So you went good. I'm glad we're gonna get another show. And I love Miro. Love me some Thunder Rosa too. Like, I'm gonna end up watching both, but like, why the fuck it gotta be a Saturday? I don't know. I got a lot of issues with it. But Seth really, like, we got the rematch of the first ever Universal Championship title match, and all of the, like, callbacks, Finn being the one to do the powerbomb into the, barricade, not the apron, the barricade to Seth, very obviously the same as what Seth did to Finn at that match, and Finn fucked up a shoulder and then ended up having to relinquish the title the next night, which still just breaks my heart. That's a crazy what if. Imagine, like, what if Finn didn't get hurt in that match? And he had, like, what would his title reign look like as Universal Champion? What would the demon look like? Just think about it. Think about how crazy the dynamic of wrestling in WWE would be. Like, would it even be a lot different? I don't know. Like, what happens if Seth would have just won that match? Patron saint of podcasting, Church Man Punk. I can't stand you guys. But yeah, I'm very excited to see what Seth is going to do against whomst ever in Saudi. It's going to be a fun time. I love Seth. And everyone's like, oh, it's going to be Cody. Nope. It's not going to be Cody. Cody's not in the final. You know why? Because he got his ass cooked by Brock Lesnar again. Y'all should have known. Like, I'm sorry. Everyone had these high expectations for Cody Rhodes, like, winning this tournament. He has to finish the story. You know what that story is? Beating Roman Reigns. That's the story. That's the story and the narrative they created. And they have to finish it. That's not on me. I'm just saying. You guys are, now they're just hyping up CM Punk. Sounds about right. And you know what's crazy? I'm already on to, like, the question of the week. I'm putting that in quotes. It's not really necessarily a question. It's kind of just, like, a conversation starter that you can have amongst your friends when you watch and listen to this after the fact. I was thinking about how, you know, liking wrestling is a little nerdy. I'll be honest, guys. Let's be honest here. It's a little nerdy. And that's okay. No, it cannot, man. That can be the title for Smack and Roll. Not the show. Yeah, wrestling's a little nerdy. And that's okay. We're allowed to like nerdy things. And another nerdy thing is cosplaying. And the two go hand in hand. Think about all of the wrestling shows you have been to recently or ever in the past, like, we'll say 10 years. The amount of people who dress up and express their love for wrestling via cosplay. I just did it for AEW when they came. I did a very loosely based cosplay of Julia Hart. And it was also one of my favorite things I did, so I was very proud of myself. But, and I've talked about how I want to do one for Lita. Probably not at SummerSlam, because I literally have to plan and pack for two trips around SummerSlam. So it's probably not going to happen at SummerSlam. But Mania Week, next year, I got plans. I got all the plans. All the cosplays. It's going to be fantastic. But, you know, I used to do, like, when I was younger, I'd always do a John Cena hoodie that I had for the longest time. I think I still have it. It probably doesn't fit anymore, but it's somewhere in this room. That, I would always do my chain, which people want that chain. They don't make it anymore. They don't sell it in the shop. I got the chain in 2005, and I love it oh so much. Loaded baked potato, just wanted to be a witch. Exactly. I wanted to be a witch. I'm a bitch who just wanted to be a witch for once. And just said I need to cosplay as Sagitt? Street Fighter? And that's another thing, like, cosplaying in general. Very nerdy, but, like, awesome at the same time. One that I would love to do, and I would have to figure it out, is Rhea Ripley, because that could be fan-fucking-tastic. So that's one I would like to do eventually. Maybe, like, when I re-dye my hair, because y'all can't really tell on camera, but my roots, my brunette roots are coming in strong. I will be re-dyeing my hair next month. I do. Matt said, I need to cosplay as bum-ass Stone Cold Steve Austin. Oh, why are you gonna be bum-ass? You can still be Steve Austin. You're already bald. I got a beard. You're 90% there. You got this. So that's kind of like my question to the people. And the conversation starter y'all need to be having is, you know, who, whether it be wrestling or just in general, who would you cosplay as? You know, who's one of those characters you're like, you resonate with deep in your soul? I listed a few of mine. Jess and Matt listed some of theirs. Y'all need to tell me what you can do in the comments of this video. YouTube.com/YouTheJoeCast. Or you can do when I tweet this out tomorrow on my Twitter. KatieRest13. Nah, I'm Steve if he sat on the couch instead of the gym. I want to cosplay as Bam Bam Bigelow. See, we got people talking here. And Matt, you don't have to look exactly like the person in order to do it. It's cosplay is interpretive. So, you all, everyone watching, listening, tell me, who are you gonna cosplay as? For what occasion? You gonna go to a Comic-Con? I'm not even reading that comment. The people can see it. No. I'll do a little poke show since it's just the three of us vibing here chilling. Thank you guys so much for watching, listening. I greatly appreciate it. That's the episode. Literally half an hour. Because there wasn't a whole lot to talk about. I couldn't think of a question. It's just been a week, guys. I did a lot of shows last week. I don't want to say burnt out because somebody would yell at me. The brain is not working as well as it needs to. But Thank you guys so much for watching. I greatly appreciate it. If you'd like to, follow me on Twitter at KatieRustin13. The link tree will take out things Sheely Showcase. Twitch.tv/Sheely Showcase. Typically Thursday, 6 p.m. Eastern. YouTube.com/Sheely Showcase. Watch the videos because they're way more entertaining. Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, if you want to listen. I already talked about the merch, all the other shows I do. There wasn't a new Inside the Mind Of because I couldn't find anybody, and I was, again, I did a lot of shows last week. There is a new vlog out, though. Not vlog. Story time. Katie Kinsey Bay Bay. I get all my shows mixed up. I talked about the first AEW show I went to. So if you want to check that out and hear the story of how I met Cody Rhodes, adrenaline in his soul, y'all know the vibes. That video's up on YouTube right now, so you can go check that out, as well as the other story times. I like that my voice went up an octave, or three. Obviously, a huge shout-out to Heel Tactics Justin for creating all of the music you hear on the Sheely Showcase channel. This show, Inside the Mind Of, In the Crowd, which is currently defunct. Savannah Shows, Story Time, occasionally in the vlog. He's also made music for Getcho and Smagnara and Young Kings and Botch Spots and Chair Shots. All of our friends. I greatly appreciate you guys hanging out, watching, listening. This is very short. This might be one of the shortest episodes of Sheely Showcase. All right. Well, Matt, Jess, if you want to just chill, I'm gonna end this, and we can just keep chatting. But until then, y'all have a good one. Buh-bye.